You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and me, Helen Scales. Well, earlier we left Ben and Dave writing and testing out household chemicals to see which one would make the best invisible ink. Now I want to find out what those messages they were writing to each other were. So we'll go over it and see what they discovered.
Welcome back to this week's Romantic Kitchen Science, where Dave and I have been sending secret notes in invisible ink to each other. Now, Dave, earlier on you said that if we write something in lemon juice, then you won't be able to read it. But when we then hold it above a toaster, then the words will become clear. I think it's about time that we tested that out.
Yep, I think we should. So we've got the message I wrote earlier, and we have a toaster, so I'll turn that on. And now I'll put the piece of paper on the top, being careful not to stick my fingers anywhere near the toaster.
I can see that what Dave has written is not a particularly romantic comment, but it says science is great. So it may not be romantic, but it's definitely true. Dave, why is it that lemon juice is invisible before you heat it, but then it becomes visible as soon as you add heat?
Well, there's a whole mixture of things in lemon juice. There's some water, obviously, which when you leave it to dry, it will evaporate off. So you've just got the solids left in there. You've got some sugar, got some proteins, and a bit of acid.
So there's all sorts of different things in there, but which one is it that makes it go brown?
Well, the important things for this kind of browning effect, probably at lowest temperatures, are probably the sugar and the proteins. Because if you've ever fried something with a bit of sugar in it, it always tastes lovely, like fried onions, very hot. You always get a lovely fried onions taste.
And they do go a good brown colour as well, just like your invisible ink has done.
Yeah, that's because if you heat up a mixture of protein and sugars, like you do when you fry onions, sugars and the proteins react together in something called the Maillard reaction to form a whole variety of chemicals, all of which are sort of brown-coloured and taste nice and give that lovely fried taste.
You also said that we could try this out with various things from around the house. So I've written a message in water, and I also tried salty water. Do you think either of these will work?
I'm not convinced, but we can give them a try.
So I'll just switch the toaster on again, and so far nothing's happening. I think my secret message might never get through, Dave.
Well, salt is a very, very unreactive compound. It's produced by reacting sodium and chlorine together, both of which are very reactive, and so they're very happy together. So I'd be surprised if it did a lot to the paper.
OK, and the paper's definitely starting to go brown. It's starting to char. I think I should probably stop soon because we don't want to run the risk of setting this paper alight. But actually, you can... I think, Dave, this might have worked. You can just about read the writing on there. And in particular, the outline of the letters. Dave, would you care to see what it is that I've written?
You appear to have written kitchen science.
So, despite the fact that we don't have the same chemistry going on, it seems that actually salt may have actually worked.
Well, if you heat that paper enough, it will go brown of its own accord. Obviously, a little bit of salt will affect the temperature and the rate at which that happens a little bit. To be honest, I'm quite surprised.
Well, the salt water was a bit of a shocker. We didn't think it would work, but it has done. And now we have plain water on paper. It's quite easy to see where the paper has been wet because it's distorted. This really could be a surprise because there's nothing there to react at all. It's just water and paper.
And the water should have evaporated by now anyway.
So really, we should just be heating paper, the whole thing should go a sort of uniform brown. And as the paper starts to go brown, just like it did with the salt, you can just about see an outline, but that's almost impossible to read.
Again, I'm quite surprised by this one. There's a couple of possibilities. One of them is that the paper's still slightly damp, so it's keeping the temperature of the paper down slightly. There's a couple of other things it might be. One of them is that we live in a hard water area here in Cambridge, so there'd be quite a lot of dissolved calcium carbonate in the water, and then that might be weakening the paper and making it brown slightly earlier than everything else. Or it might be just that it's stopping the paper being flat and the shape of the paper is affecting how quickly it heats up and so when it browns.
Okay, well, they obviously don't make very good invisible ink, but we found that you can just about get your message across using water or salty water. Dave, you were trying things that we expect would be a little bit better. So what have you tried?
So I've got some bicarbonate of soda here, which is sodium hydrogen carbonate.
That's immediately going brown. That's very, very good, actually. The paper is hardly browned at all, but the bicarb, and it does say bicarb, that was your choice of message, has immediately gone brown. That actually makes a very, very good invisible ink.
Bicarbonate of soda is quite alkali, which makes the paper weaker. And the alkali means that the paper can brown at much lower temperatures than it would do otherwise.
So we know that bicarb is an excellent source of invisible ink. What else did you try?
I tried some sugar as well.
And just like the bicarb, That's appeared very quickly. It's very bold, a sort of high contrast against the white paper in the background.
This one, I think, is basically because if you heat up sugar, it caramelises. All the individual sugar molecules react together and forming long strings. Basically, it's called a polymer. And these longer sugar strings, A, make it much stickier, which is the reason why toffee is so sticky, and they also go dark colours. And if you smell that very carefully...
It does smell sweet. It smells sort of popcorn-y and toffee-like. Well, that's amazing. So you can actually make your secret love letters even more sweet by using sugar water, which it turns into toffee when you try and read it. Fantastic stuff. Well, I hope that you tried this out at home. There are lots more experiments you can try out, including using red cabbage juice to tell acid from alkaline. That might be a good way to tell if you live in a hard or soft water area. They're all on our website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. For next week's experiment, we're going to show you how you can use things that you may have lying around the house for a bit of stargazing.
Thanks, guys. And Dave says he's really interested to know if water would still work in a soft water area, not like here in Cambridge. So if you want to have a go, perhaps you could let us know if it works.
Thank you, Helen.